ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नाष्टप्रियेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुतमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Mother Parvati curses Chitraketu. Text 24, please repeat. Atha prasadaye na tvam sapamokshaya bhamini yat manyase hi asaduktam mama tat kshamyatam sati. Atha prasadayena tvam, atha prasadayena tvam sapamoksaya bhamini, sapamoksaya bhamini yan manyase yasaduktam, yan manyase yasaduktam mama takshamyatam sati, mama tarkshamyatam sati. Ataha, therefore, prasadaye, I am trying to please. Na, not. Tvam, you. Sapamokshaya, for being released from your curse. Bhamini, O most angry one. Yet, which? Manyase, you consider. He indeed. Asadu uktam, in proper speech. Mama, my. Tat, that. Kshamyatam, let it be excused. Sati, O most chaste one. Translation. O mother, you are now unnecessarily angry. But since all my happiness and distress are destined by my past activities, I do not plead to be excused or relieved from your curse. Although what I have said is not wrong, please let whatever you think is wrong be pardoned. Please repeat. O mother, you are now unnecessarily angry. But since all my happiness and distress are destined by my past activities, I do not plead to be excused or relieved from your curse. Although what I have said is not wrong, please let whatever you think is wrong be pardoned. Purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. being fully aware of how the results of one karma accrue by the laws of nature, Chitraketu did not want to be released from the Parvati's curse. Nonetheless, he wanted to satisfy her because although his verdict was natural, she was displeased with him. As a matter of course, Maharaj Chitraketu begged pardon from Parvati. Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Swapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabhandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Taru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. O Mother, you are now unnecessarily angry, but since all my happiness and distress are destined by my past activities, I do not plead to be excused or relieved from your curse. Although what I have said is not wrong, please let whatever you think is wrong be pardoned. Hare Krishna. So this is the continuation of the dialogue between Chitraketu and Mother Sati. He's saying that since my happiness and distress are destined by my past activities, so the living entities, they are living in the nine gates, in the city of nine gates, and they also do not create activities. And they also don't create the reaction, the fruits of that activities. And the Lord also doesn't assume anyone's sinful or pious activities. And the living entities, because they are spirit soul, and they also have the power to desire by their own will. And actually the Lord fulfill the desires of the living entity. And the Lord is not responsible for that. And also the Lord does not interfere with anybody's desire. The Lord just fulfill, and the living entity cannot also fulfill his own desire. Because a living entity is not omnipotent. So even whatever we do, even if somebody desire to worship the demigod, even the demigod cannot inspire the living entity to worship them. It is actually it's the Lord who actually satisfies the desire of the living entities. So here, Chitraketu is saying that my happiness and distress are destined by my own past activities. So this is karma. We understand this is karma. Different types of karma. And the same Chitraketu, he was previously lamenting when his son died. Now he is enlightened by the Supreme Lord. He's saying that my happiness and distress are destined by my own past activities. Recently, he desired to have a son. And he was taking care of his son. And then the co-wives, they were neglected. In fact, they were neglected. And then they went and then administered poison to that son. And the son died. And when the son died, he was lamenting. And when his wife came and saw that the son is lifeless, the eyes were turned upward. Means the son was lifeless. And even the wife was named Krita Duty, she was crying, she was lamenting. And the lamentation grew like blazing fire. And she was crying and she fell on the ground. And then she started to speak to the Lord, addressing the Lord. Of course, Jai Shri Shri Radha, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundara Ki, Krishna Balaram Shri Gonitai Ki. And she said, O Creator, your inexperience, you are not intelligent. Because how is it possible for a son to die before the father? Because a father is born first, then the son. So surely you are very inexperienced. You are not intelligent. And it seemed that you are also acting against the laws of creation. Against your own law. In opposition to your laws of creation. How is that possible for a son to die first? Because father is born first. According to her, father should die first. And then she said, oh yeah, if you are determined to act against the laws of creation, then certainly you are the enemy of the living entities. And never... you're not merciful. So this is a way she's trying to understand what is karma. This is a wife. And then she said that, oh, you may say there's no such law. Who is going to die first? That doesn't exist. So then she said that if you're determined to act against that law, then you're certainly the enemy of the living entity. And then, why would people, if karma determines everything, then why would people raise children? If karma is so strong, and then there's also no need for God. There's no need for God. If karma determines everything, if karma is so strong and there is no need for a controller, that's what she said, then people will not be interested to raise children. Because the bond of affection is disturbed by the laws of karma. And since you have cut this bond of affection to raise a child, then certainly you are unqualified. You're not merciful. You're not expert in creation. That's how she was lamenting creature duty. So, but now, same husband, she's saying that, since all my happiness and distress are destined by my past activities. Of course, activities, Krishna Bhagavan explained in Bhagavad Gita, yagyartha karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandhanat. So action has to be performed as a sacrifice for the pleasure of Vishnu. Otherwise, work causes bondage. Work has to be done as a sacrifice for Vishnu. Otherwise, work causes bondage. This is like sometime when we go on parikrama, you know, parikrama barefoot. Devotees sometimes go on parikrama barefoot, and then they get pierced by thorn, the foot, pricked by thorn. And how do they take it out? They take it out by another thorn, isn't it? Or some needle, some pin. It's like thorn. So one thorn is a cause of suffering, and the other thorn is a cause of relief, isn't it? One is a cause of suffering, another thorn is a cause of relief. Similarly, action is a cause also, bad action is a cause of our suffering. And good action, devotional service, become the cause of relief. It's amazing, it's very interesting how the laws of karma works. Avanti Brahmana from Bhagavatam, he understood. Avanti Brahmana, he was a Brahmana. He was very opulent. And Avanti Brahmana, he was also very greedy and miserly person. And he was also lusty. But he was opulent, he was very, very rich. But he at the end, all his accumulated wealth or endeavors, he completely lost everything. He became very, very much bankrupt. And even his family members left him. And so much so that in his heart, you know, it was a kind of strong feeling of renunciation. Then he became a sannyasi. And then, when he became a sannyasi, he started to go begging door to door. And then, he was very much insulted by the people. Some of the people, they could not recognize him, but he became a sannyasi. And some of them, they took his danda and beat him. And while he was eating, they would come and pass urine and spit on his head. Very horrible. You know. And then, you know what he said? He said that these people are not the cause of my suffering. They are not the cause of my suffering. I am getting what I deserved. In fact, we in this world, we don't get what we want. We don't get what we want. We get what we deserved. Isn't it? We are born in a kind of family according to what we deserved. We get married to a wife, to a husband, according to what we deserved. Not do what we want. So he's saying that, Avanti Brahmana is saying, he said that, I'm getting what I deserve. These people are not the cause of my suffering. And he went further, he said that not even my action, not even the demigods. I'm not suffering because of the demigods. And not because of grahas of the planets. Sometimes we say due to some influence of different planets, we are suffering. So they are not the cause of my suffering, not even the planet, because I'm a spirit soul. He said, not even time. The time is not the cause of my suffering. But at last, then he said also that sometimes, you know, you eat, when you eat, it happened that you bite your tongue. Isn't it happen? You bite your tongue. It's very painful, isn't it? So while eating, if you bite your tongue, then who is to be blamed? You know, it's painful. You bite your own tongue, and who is to be blamed? So he said like that. If sometime you're walking and then your right leg hit your left one and it's painful, who is to be blamed? So he's saying that. He said like that. It's your own karma, your own activities. He's responsible for that. You know. So he said, they are not the cause of my suffering. I'm suffering right now, but they are not the cause of my suffering. What is the answer? He said, my mind is the cause of my suffering. This mind is the cause of my suffering. I'm suffering because of my own mind. You know, in this world, I'm here and because of my mind. It is true. Everything, the mind behind everything, all the problem, the mind is a culprit. You know? So, of course, he understood Avanti Brahmana. He was very, and that story is being told by Krishna himself to Uddhava. At the end, he said that he was very confident. He became so advanced. He was very confident. He said, "Aham Tarishyami, I will cross this world." He was very confident that he will be able to cross this material world, not because of false ego, because of humility. He said, "Aham Tarishyami, Brahmarshbi, I will cross this world by following the footsteps of the previous acharyas." That's what he said. You know, sometime when you go to the forest, you find some small pathways. You know, pathways, small pathways. What does that mean? It means that some people has crossed over that. They have gone through that. And if you take the path, you will surely reach your destination. So, if we are the first person, then there is some doubt. So Avanti Brahmana said, I will cross over this world. He was confident by following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. So Avanti Brahmana understood how the karma is very, in Bhagavad Gita explained the karma or intricacies of karma is very, very difficult to understand. And he begged for forgiveness, although he thought that he was not wrong. Chitraketu, he thought he was not wrong. But he said he begged for forgiveness from Parvati. In fact, when somebody is being criticized, blasphemed, from the nectar instruction, they explained that there are three ways. When somebody hear blasphemy of a devotee, first, one should try to defeat by philosophical explanation the offender. And if one cannot defeat, then he should give up his body. I think Parvati herself did that once, isn't it? When she went to Daksha, there was Yajna. She could not defeat her father because there was no, her father was not speaking, trying to neglect her. And the third way is to leave the place and go. But Parvati chose the second one. She gave up her body and she could not go back. Because he came without the permission of Parvati. So, but of course here, Chitrakirti was cursed and offense Vaishnava aprad is very, very dangerous. It's called Hatimata, the offense of a mad elephant. Why mad elephant? Why not a lion or tiger? Because lion, the mad elephant, is the most dangerous animal. A lion can kill one or two people, but a mad elephant can destroy a whole village, whole garden. And that's why the offense of the Vaishnava aparad is considered to be Hatimata. The offense of a mad elephant is called like that. So, and we've seen also from Bhagavatam that many, many instances where these also Vaishnava aparad, like Sobarimuni, he offended Garuda by cursing Garuda. And then he fell down from his position, Sobarimuni. Sobarimuni was doing tapasya, he was doing meditation. He was smarter, he was thinking, this Vishwamitra, he fell down because he was doing tapasya on land. I will go in water. And he went into the Yamuna and doing tapasya. And there, just by seeing, contemplating, or seeing two fish, they were not human being. In fact, who would fall down just by seeing fish? You know, it's not because of fish. It is because of Vaishnava aparad. Because Vaishnava, they're carrying the Lord. Narottam Das Thakur explained, Tomara Hridoy Govinda Vishram. Govinda Kahena Vaishnava Paran. That the heart of the devotees are the resting place of Govinda. Why? Why, if we want to rest in, why the Lord is resting in the heart of the Vaishnava? If you want to take rest, where do you take rest? In a very peaceful place, isn't it? So the Vaishnava's heart are very peaceful. Tomara Hridoy Govinda Vishram. Harishtane Aparade Tare Harinam. Harishtane Aparade Tare Harinam. And if one offend the Lord, he can be delivered by chanting the holy name. Haristane Tare Harinam. Haristane Aparade Tare Harinam. Tomara Stane Aparade Nehi Para Nehi Paritran. Offending, but offenses to a Vaishnava, there is no Nahi Paritran, there is no remedy for that. If we offend the Vaishnava, if one offend Krishna, then he can be delivered by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But offending Vaishnava, there is no Nahi Paritran, no remedy for that. So, and the Lord Himself doesn't tolerate. We have also the example of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj, who was actually offended. When somebody offend a person, who really get hurts? Not the subject. The subject, actually, in fact. Not the object. You know? And when somebody trying to offend someone else, it is not the object who is hurt, it is the subject himself. So, and then Durvasa Muni, he went to Lord Vishnu to beg for forgiveness. And Lord Vishnu said, I am completely dependent on my devotees. I cannot forgive you. If you really want to be forgiven, you have to go to the to Ambarish Maharaj himself. And my devotees are very much dedicated to me. They have left everything. They have renounced everything. So they're very, very dear to me. And when I perform my pastime, it is for their pleasure. And my devotees cooperate with me in my pastime. So I'm completely dependent on my devotees. That's what he said. And then he said also that my devotees, they don't desire liberation. We're singing daily here. Varam deva moksham na moksham varimba na chanam brineham varisadapiya idam deva purnata gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kimanye. He's saying, Vishnu is saying, and also Lord Shiva also will be saying the same thing in a few verses after. He said that devotees, they don't want any liberation. They don't want anything. Varam deva mokshamna. I don't want any types of liberation. Even the liberation which is obtained by the process of the nine processes of devotional service. I don't want any liberation. And what does he want? The form of Bala Gopala ever manifest in my heart. That's what he wants. So, this is why Lord Vishnu is telling to Durvasa Muni, if you want to be relieved, if you want to get rid from this, you have to go to that Vaishnava. Because the Vaishnava, they are carrying the Lord within their heart. Tumara Ridoye Govinda, I've said, Govinda Vishram. Ohe Vaishnav Thakur, Tayara Sagara. Amito Kangala. Amito Kangal. I am Kangal. Amito Kangala. Krishna Krishna Boli. Daitava Pachi Pachi. I am Kangal. I'm wretched. I'm poor. I'm running after you. O Vaishnava Thakur. And you have the power because Krishna belongs to you. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. O Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna belongs to you. And you have the power to give me Krishna. Amito Kangala. Krishna, Krishna Boli. I'm running after you, calling Krishna, because Krishna belongs to you. So this is a Vaishnava. And Lord Shiva is Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambho. It's the greatest, the highest. Vaishnava is Lord Shiva. So offending such a Vaishnava is very lamentable. And Chitraketu is saying here that I do not plead to be excused or relieved from your curse. I mentioned also last time that cursed, in Bhagavatam there are many cursed and counter-cursed. But this cursed is a mercy in disguise. It's a mercy in disguise. Yeah, it's a mercy in disguise. So, it is auspicious. Even Parikshit Maharaj was cursed, but when he was cursed, it was very much auspicious for him. And by this curse, he was able to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, offending a Vaishnava, and the way how one can get relief if one offends a devotee by going to that devotee begging for forgiveness. Devananda Pandit from Chaitanya Charitamrita, he also offended. He offended Srivash Thakur. Devananda Pandit was giving Bhagavatam lecture, and Srivash Thakur was listening to Bhagavatam. At one point, Srivash Thakur fell ecstasy, and he stood up, and then he started to dance. And a disciple of Devananda Pandit thought that Shivash Thakur is creating disturbance. So some of his disciples came and just dragged and kicked Shivash Thakur out. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, who is that Devananda Pandit? What does he know about Bhagavat? He's speaking on Bhagavat, book Bhagavat, but he's offending another Mahabhagavat. And who is Shivash Thakur? He's Mahabhagavat. He's Narad Muni himself. So Devananda Pandit speaking on Bhagavatam, but offending another Mahabhagavat, Narad Muni. He will not get love of God. He will not get love of God. So that was Mahaprabhu said it. Mahaprabhu was very, very upset. So, of course, to be relieved from that offenses, he had to go and beg for forgiveness, but he did one very, Devananda Pandit did one very nice service when Vakeshwar Pandit was dancing. Vakeshwar Pandit is another devotee who can dance for 72 hours non-stop, like you're also dancing. But Vakeshwar Pandit could dance for 72 hours. 72 hours means?
3 days.
You know, he could dance. And one time, Devananda Pandit, he went there to help him. He took his danda and moved the people on the side so that Vakeshwar Pandit could dance nicely. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about it, he said, yes. Now he's been freed from his offenses. So, of course, by the mercy of the devotees, of the Vaishnavas, actually one can achieve the mercy of the Lord. And the devotees of Vaishnava, they are very, very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By taking the mercy, the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees, Kalidas, you would go. Kalidas said, Bhakta pada dhuli, bhakta pada jal, bhakta bhukti avasesh, aithina mahabal. The dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. Bhakta pada dhuli, bhakta pada jal. The water that has washed the feet of the Vaishnavas and the remnants of the Vaishnavas. Aithina mahabal. Bal, Shakti. These three has got lots of Shakti. And Kalidas had strong faith in that. Wherever he would go, he would just take the remnants of the devotees. And if he would not get the remnants of the devotees, he was very also intelligent. He would give mangoes to the devotees, Jadu Thakur. And then he would be waiting outside. And the seed and the peels that were thrown out in the bin, he would go and jump and pick it up and then sucked. So he would search for nectar in the bin, because he had full faith that the Vaishnava Padadul, the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees, you know, they're very, very powerful. This is how also one time Narad Muniji was coming, and he saw that Hanuman was singing. You know? Hanuman was singing. When Hanuman sings, actually even stone also start to melt, because he sings very, very, very nicely. So one time he was coming and he saw Narad Muni was singing, and then he told Narad Muni, Hanuman was singing. Narad Muni told him to continue singing. And Narad Muni was there, he placed his veena on that stone, and even that stone was melting. And what happened when Hanuman stopped singing and a stone became solid again, you know? And Narad Muni's Veena got stuck in that stone. And he was trying to pull his Veena and could not get it out. And he said, "Hey, Hanuman, you have to continue singing." And Hanuman said, hey, bye-bye, I'm going. And he just rest, he went home. And Narad Muni followed him. And he came home and his father was at home, Pawandev. And he launched a complaint to Pawandev, "You know, I told your son to continue singing, my Veena got stuck. While he was singing, the stone was melting, I placed my Veena on that stone and my Veena got stuck. So speak to him." And then Pawandev said, "Hanuman, don't you know why did you act like this? This is a great Vaishnava. This is an apradh." And then Hanuman said, "Pitaji, you don't know. I did this purposely. Purposely I did that. See, now we have the darshan of Narad Muni. Our house is blessed." Haribo. Narad Muni ki. "Our house is blessed by the dust of the lotus feet of Narad Muni." So this is the power of the dust. The three things, the dust, the water, and the remnants. Very powerful. And when we come to temple, that's what we do. We pay obeisances to Prabhupada, touching the floor, searching for the dust, isn't it? And we go to the Lord, pay obeisances to the Lord, also looking for the dust. And then we go for Charanamrit, which is also water, washing the feet of the devotees of the Lord. They're very, very powerful. So this is why here Chitraketu understood, understanding the etiquette of behaving with the Vaishnava. He said that the two, although I am not wrong, but still I beg for, let whatever you think is wrong be pardoned. So, this is the behavior of Chitraketu. And then after that, the cursed, he became, you know the story, he became a demon. You know, even as a demon, he was a great devotee. Sometimes we find people dress in a as devotee, but their heart is impure, like demon. But Chitraketu, he looks like demon, but inside is a devotee. This is Vitrasur. Hare Krishna. I'd like to stop here because it's 9 o'clock already. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Gaur Premanande.